USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A huge argument continues today about why illegal adult immigrants who cross the border from Mexico with children are being separated from the kids. Homeland Security Chief Kirsten Nielsen telling a group of sheriffs from across the country in New Orleans this morning.
There has been much outcry, consternation, and frankly misinformation for many in the press, in Congress, and advocacy groups over the last few weeks that we at DHS are intentionally doing things that are unhumanitarian, that are cruel, immoral, and disgraceful. We aren't doing none of those things. We are enforcing the laws passed by Congress.
Democrats say it's a Trump administration policy and there is no law on the books about separating children from their parents at the border. And this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I know it.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Search and rescue efforts continue in Osaka, Japan, following at least three deaths that they know of and perhaps as many as 300 people injured from a 6.1 magnitude earthquake hours ago. An American reporter, Jennifer Kastner, was there on another assignment, and she says she was in a deep sleep not far from Osaka when the quake hit.
And all of a sudden, I was jolted out of bed because the whole room was shaking, and I got up really quickly. And my heart was racing.
The U.S. Supreme Court's making two rulings on the partisan mapping of congressional districts, ruling against Democrats in a statewide redistricting plan in Wisconsin that was drawn up by Republicans. In another case, the high court said Democratic redistricting in Maryland can stand because the lower court was right when it decided not to make the state redraw the maps in time for the 2018 elections. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Outgoing Republican Congressman Mark Sanford, who lost a GOP primary last week, voicing concern about whether President Trump, in his words, will be held accountable for his actions. With more, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
He famously was with his mistress while saying publicly he was hiking the Appalachian Trail. Sanford knows the damage his lies did when he was the governor of South Carolina, telling NBC's Meet the Press.
But there were incredible consequences, financially, politically, socially, lost my marriage. I can go down a long list. And so maybe the reason I'm so outspoken on this now is there is no seeming consequence to the president and lies.
His political career was resurrected when he won a House seat in 2013. For a year and a half, though, Sanford has taken to criticizing President Trump, and that cost him in last Tuesday's primary, even though he'd voted with the president's wishes nearly 90% of the time. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And celebrations in Mexico City after a stunning win over Germany in the World Cup. And they literally shook up the town. Mexico beat the heavily favored German team yesterday, and when they did, earth-shaking celebrations literally broke out in the streets. They were so intense, two of Mexico City's earthquake sensors were triggered. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.